Hello, this is Father Thaddeus Langton with the 90 Days for the Souls in Purgatory. Today is day 69. Today we intercede for those who had an inordinate attachment to the things of this world. The word inordinate is of utmost importance in this description. Forming attachments, as we know from models of modern psychology, is quite normal, and in fact, children need to have a secure attachment to their parents. We need to have security in this life, or else we will be emotionally unstable and it will become quite difficult to live our daily lives. So attachment itself is something that God built into our very human nature. It is the way that we form bonds with other people. But the key word here is inordinate, and not primarily attachment to persons, though we can have inordinate attachment to persons too, but inordinate attachment to things of this world. Martin Buber, a philosopher, mentioned how we transition from being an I-thou relationship with another person to an I-the-it relationship with objects. And this reveals the inordinate attachment we have when our life becomes filled not with a dialogue with another person or even with God himself, but rather we tend to interact just with things we can possess and manipulate, things which God himself created and entrusted to our care. But the inordinate part comes from the way that we relate to these things. We know from Genesis that all created things in themselves are good, but it is the manner in which we relate to them that is evil, that forms, as it were, a weight, that does not allow us, like a bird, to be able to fly towards the Lord, but rather is a weight that drags us back down to this world. And as the Father told St. Catherine of Siena, he judges us in part by our desires, because our desires describe the kind of person that we are. Jesus burned with desire for the salvation of souls, and that shows the character of his heart. But when we have inordinate attachment for the things of this world, that shows our hearts, the qualities of our character, qualities that do not reflect the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so this is where we ask the Lord for that same purification that these souls now undergo in purgatory, that our hearts have ordinate attachments. It's okay to enjoy good coffee, a good life, and the many things that the Lord does bless us with. But we also need to be careful to seek the God of consolation rather than the consolations of God, in whatever form they may come, because we are called to love him above all things, even the best of things in this world. Now, if you have not done so already, I would ask that you consider joining the Holy Soul Sodality by visiting prayforsouls.org. Members intercede for the faithful departed all year round and receive teaching on how to help the holy souls. I encourage you today to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet for these souls, those who had an inordinate attachment to the things of this world. Let us conclude. Immaculate Mary, Star of the Sea, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. Saint Stanislaus Papchinski, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. God bless.